Welcome to the Geeks Attic. This is a book review of Star Wars Brotherhood. Star Wars Brotherhood was written by Mike Chinn and published by Del Rey. Thank you, Del Rey, for sending out this copy for me to review. This book takes place after the events of Attack of the Clones, therefore being the Clone Wars era. Let's get into a brief summary. A major city on the planet Cato Nemoidia has been attacked. The neutral home world of the Nemoidians falls victim to the most devastating tragedy the planet has ever seen. The Separatists have done an investigation on their own and point their finger to Coruscant, blaming the Galactic Republic for this terrorist attack. There are some calling on Chancellor Palpatine to make an appearance on Cato Nemoidia to try to ease tensions, but Kenobi, he thinks that's a bad idea. He's temporarily seated on the Jedi Council and believes that sending Chancellor Palpatine would require many ships, a lot of clone troopers to show up with the Chancellor, and that would be pretty intimidating and therefore probably leading to high tensions and possibly violence. So Kenobi comes up with this idea that he'll go as a representative by himself to Cato Nemoidia to do an investigation on his own. Newly raised Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker would rather be hanging out with his wife Padme. Instead, he's tending to duties that he never dreamed of doing, passing on his Jedi knowledge and wisdom to a group of younglings. Now, on Cato Nemoidia, Kenobi is meeting with a representative of the Separatist Party, Asajj Ventress. The investigation takes a turn for the worst when Kenobi is set up by darker forces, leading the Nemoidians to believe that not just Kenobi, but the entire Republic are indeed their enemy. Anakin's got to figure out a way to escape the younglings so that he can tend to his former master on Cato Nemoidia for a possible rescue. But remember, that business on Cato Nemoidia, that doesn't count. Let's get into my overall thoughts. This is going to be a heavy statement, but it's the truth. I'm going to be honest here. Star Wars Brotherhood is the best Clone Wars content that I have ever experienced. This novel is the perfect extension of Attack of the Clones. The story is highly entertaining with characters that we know and love, as well as introducing new characters that I wish we could get more of. The author Mike Chinn did an outstanding job with this book, dropping the perfect amount of humor, action, and politics, like Star Wars politics, not real world garbage. I'm not the biggest Clone Wars fan. I'm not. So when I got this book, I was thinking, oh man, here we go with the dull Clone Wars story. But man, I was wrong. This book is awesome. It does everything right. I love the format with the short chapters jumping from characters and events to other characters and events. It makes the story unfold very neatly, and it gave this feeling of moving through the book very fast. I'm happy that we got a new story with Kenobi and Anakin in their prime, and seeing how the relationship transitioned from master and apprentice to equals. This might sound weird to some people, but this book really read more like an expanded universe or Legends timeline book than it did the canon. Like, the writing style, the feels that it gives feel more like expanded universe than it does canon. Does this book contain some tacky, silly moments? Of course it does. It's Star Wars. They tend to all have that moment that's like, really? Like, the use of the word disinformation. It's like a new word that everybody's using. Like, we could have done without that. That's tacky. There are some things with certain characters, like Dexter Jetster, which I was a little bit confused with at first, but then it made perfect sense, and I was so happy that we explored that character some more in this novel. Chinn did an excellent job writing Anakin. The young Jedi Knight was assigned this group of younglings to pass on his wisdom that might, you know, benefit this next generation. It was really funny to see Anakin out of his element with this young crowd. He was intimidated. It was humorous. And it's also sad because in just a couple years, Darth Vader will slaughter all of these younglings. I need to add that this is also the best look at the relationship between Anakin and Padme yet. The author did a really good job of bringing the characters together, showing us how the couple was able to work the relationship around their galactic duties and keep it secret out of the public eye. So do I recommend that you read Star Wars Brotherhood? Yes, I do. I'm amazed at just how good this book is. Especially for a Clone Wars era novel, this might be the best Star Wars canon book yet. I said it. So for the rating, I'm going to give this an A+, a 5 out of 5. Check me out at thegeeksattic.com and across all social media at thegeeksattic. Subscribe, hit the follow button, all that stuff, thumbs up, whatever. Have a good one.